And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Listen, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of man, another flesh of beast, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Listen, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. Listen, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sowed in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sowed in weakness, it is raised in power. Listen, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Listen, there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The first man is of the earth, he's earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they that are in heaven. Are you listening to this? And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thank you for staying with me. In particular evidence of the power that we are now utilizing together in explanations that we share about momentarily formulation of our body's identity, in which we are willing to acknowledge that before we can become incorruptible, let's look at it this way, in the simple idea of eternal life, there could be no possibility in the reasoning process of our minds that a beginning and an end is possible. For those of you who missed the first hour, this is the teaching of my Savior, Jesus Christ, in the second coming, who has returned, as evident by the movie that many of you have seen now, in the terrible torturing and beating of the idea of the consciousness of our body form. We have finally been made somewhere within our correspondence to see, as simply as Jesus can teach it, that he is risen. and that you are no longer trapped in the idea of reflections of the power of light that previously bound you to dark form energy, where you thought that the body objective association of forms did not allow you to see that as I'm looking at you right now, there is a reflection of light that we can share in a moment, perhaps, by using the idea that all the suffering that has gone out there in the containment of what appears to be our separate body form can be healed instantly. You can listen with me. You're going to hear the new scripture, the scripture of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the New Testament that says very simply, I am going to come here. I am undergo and will undergo all of the suffering that there could ever be in the idea of temporal existence, in the idea that life itself is not eternally happy and eternally certain, and that through a practice of the giving up of the need to retain objective association within my own mind that have condemned me to a dark light association of form, I can begin to recognize, whether it be in the Holy Bible or in mysteries of outer space, are you looking at this with me? Or in loop quantum gravity, or in parallel universes, or in holograms of identity of the nature of our correspondent, in a fundamental admission that the power of our mind is the entirety of the power not only of the universe, but of the universe beyond universes, so that anywhere we go within the particulars of a thought process, a body formulation, we may appear, and this is as Jesus is appearing here now with us, isn't he? In a moment of demonstration of continuing reconfigurations of your body identity based on revisions of light that will perfectly heal you in your association with each other. So many of the lessons of my Savior Jesus in his miraculous Course in Miracles, the lesson for today and yesterday that are up onto the big satellite, say very simply how much Jesus has offered you through your own recognition, the solution that you now offer out into the world by a new light factor that increases the power of the evidence that you're not contained within that body. Thousands, now becoming millions of Christians, using the power of Jesus, are beginning to recognize that within their own conceptual self of body formulation, they do nothing. That the entirety of the power at any moment of the conversion of the nature is available to them, not by the manner in which they have identified themselves in a constriction of the idea of separate light form, but in the simple admission that the energies of light that surround them were just momentarily disrupted by the idea of crucifixion. Here's a lesson real quickly. Listen. From Jesus, there is one life, and that I share with God. There are not different kinds of life, for life is like the truth. It does not have degrees. It is the one condition in which all that God created share. Like all his thoughts, it has no opposite. Look, there is no death, because what God created shares his life. There is no death because an opposite to God does not exist. There is no death because the Father and the Son are one. And all I'm really offering you in the certainty of the declaration that there is no death is that there is no death very simply because life is eternal. And while you fundamentally like to accept it within your own concepts of identity, the idea that there are different forms of life allow you to believe that there are different forms of death. And when you presume to believe there are different forms of crucifixion, or the idea that someone else can suffer pain or death or loneliness, you are simply indicating that you intend to utilize the power of your own mind in space-time as demonstrated by your intent to remain a body, what we call evil, what we call hell, what we call the devil. I remember so vividly my first recognition of the idea that Jesus would be tempted by the devil in the formulation of the possibility of evil being out there and requiring that he say and declare, as you must say and declare, no, I don't want to be a body formulation of body. I have been instructed to, by God not to listen to you. Maybe I'll get to it in just a moment. He's standing next to many of you in the idea of the devil. And there's always a particular idea is, and I've heard it expressed in a lot of different ways, is there really a devil? Now, the idea of devil cannot not contain the idea that there is somewhere an opposition to God. And if there is indeed an opposition to God in the pain and death that you experience, you have either lost, have not been able to find, or there is no such thing as perfect love, because one or the other is not true. And this is my direction to you through my Savior Jesus, that there isn't any death. Why? In the denial of death, in the certainty there is no need for me to get old and suffer, I have simply denied the evil forces of energy that I previously utilized in order to demonstrate my capacity to be unlike what Jesus instructs me to be in his resurrection. Just a little bit more about the idea of death and life. Listen. In this world, there appears to be a state that is life's opposite. You call it death. Yet we have learned that the idea of death takes many forms. It is the one idea which underlies all feelings that are not supremely happy. It is the alarm to which you give response of any kind that's not perfect joy. Look with me. All of your sorrow, your loss, your anxiety, your suffering, your pain, even a little sign of weariness, a slight discomfort or the merest frown, acknowledge death and thus deny you life. And the reason it acknowledges death and denies you life, because at that moment you think you are occupying the body. Yet we have just discovered in the second coming that standing to us within our own mind until we can recognize it is the saviorship of Jesus. Because the very simple evidence in a reasonable process can be that if there is one sin, one conflict, one idea of separation, it would have to be contained in its entirety of your determination to let the evil or sin represent you and thus divide yourself into body formulation where you continue to perform acts of the ideas of death that we then pretend to share in the isolation by which we are contained in our fear of the utilization of the power of God, which through Jesus would immediately demonstrate to us our resurrection rather than our death. Listen. You think that death is of the body, yet it is but an idea irrelevant to what is seen as physical. You hear this? A thought is in the mind. It can be then applied as mind directs it, but its origin is where it must be changed if change occurs. Why? Ideas leave not their source. The emphasis that this course from Jesus Christ of Nazareth has placed on that idea is due to its centrality in our attempts to change your mind about yourself. Listen, it is the reason you can heal. It is the cause of healing. It is why you cannot die. Its truth establishes you as one with God. Now, the simple idea that you would be willing somewhere to utilize within your own mind the power of the conviction of the thought process, what do you call this, the DNA of your body identity contained within the formulation of your mind, that you represent his life, are the certainty that ideas about yourself that appear to be out there, this is directly from the resurrection now, are not out there. They're contained within our own mind. How did you set up on the video that we saw, the terrible crucifixion that occurred? You listen to me. You let it occur in a body identity that was apparently outside of you. You can hear this with me? This is my direct evidence. As you think that he is being crucifixed, and certainly this is evident by everybody in this world, it's a simple admission that the cause of his death and suffering and pain is not out there, but within your own mind. And as Jesus reminds you in the New Testament, the power of sin, of evil, of death, of containment, of space-time, of temporalnesses of body will do everything it can to verify the ideas you have about yourself in body form. Let's use the old man here. Many healers now are being rejuvenated in their body form. I'm called the master teacher. I'm a demonstration that the truth of me through the saviorship of Jesus is not actually connected to my body at all. You see that? So that now how many people, millions of people, are seeing the terrible crucifixion of the body because Jesus wants to use it to demonstrate. You're going to hear this from me, that you're not a body. He wants you to see that the reflection of light there that you appear to be getting back in this 32-year-old body formulation. Is that true? Or this 80-year-old, or the ideas of the longevity of time based on innumerable reformulations of ideas of mine are all contained within our thoughts about ourselves. And that the power to change our mind about what we want to be true about ourselves, since we are already utilizing the limitation of our dedication to the idea of death can be instantly utilized in recognition that since ideas about our formulation of ourself are only true within our own mind, as we change our mind, not only will we change what is enclosed within our own idea of ourself, but will expand in light conversion the idea, remember, when the man practiced a little loop quantum gravity? Remember when he practiced the idea with you that you have been in the New Testament, an idea of always going out into the world and meeting someone who confirmed your conflict until you loop back into the idea of a stretch of time that at last observation through Jesus represents about 2,000 years. Yet when I pick up the scripture, I pick up the scripture of the New Testament, and you say to me, that's a scripture and description of Jesus 2,000 years ago, you're a joke. Because the only, a joke in the sense that somehow you're going to begin to tell me about such stories about something that's already gone. Why would I listen to you except that in your determination not to accept Sermon on the Mount, that is not to forgive your brother in evidence that your brother is an image of you, you cannot recognize the particulars that ideas you have about yourself are only contained within you and aren't out there. So that the idea that there's an evil force, and I'm talking, I just listened this morning, while someone is very determined to admit the power of God, he is also determined to believe that there is somehow an evil force that is keeping him from seeing the process. You better listen to me. If that's true, there is no perfection. There is no love. There is no wholeness. Jesus says to you very simply, if you acknowledge the idea of separation, you will be trapped in your own mind about what the separation is, and you will live within that frequency of time identity and actually believe that the brother out there, the guy that you put up onto the cross, the guy who is representing what you like to identify as the body of Jesus Christ, in order that you can remain within your own factoring of the idea that there is a body separate from you. I can hear this. Through the resurrection of Jesus as a single whole body form is abiding with you so that you can see that the conversion of the love and joy you're experiencing within your own mind can be shared with another identity that's out there in body form. Jesus instructs us, when I am healed, I am not healed alone. And when I let, I'm using the old man again, here's this old 80-year-old guy, whatever my body formulation in the illusion of myself, whether up there on the cross or laid down into the grave, you're going to hear me? I am certain within my own revelation that I'm not a body. And because I am not a body, I may appear with you as you saw in the movie and have the terrible experience of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ because it happened. You can hear this? And for many of us, is still happening until finally on the second coming, on his return into this frame, he says to you, why don't you let the dead bury the dead? Because just as sure as hell, if you believe your death is being caused by your body or something outside of yourself, so will it be with you. And the simple truth of the matter is, as we described to you in that movie, been here, the grave is empty. In Gethsemane, I'm going to come back in just a moment. I'm going to talk a little more about Jesus and his willingness to undergo the desolation that he felt in the belief that somehow his body could be associated with God. We're going to share together the whole idea that the evilness of you lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. and that he is risen, and that he is risen indeed. And that the love that I just felt you feel for me in body form is the love that we show to all of our brothers in the simple admission that he is indeed risen. So we may say together, God bless us, each and every one. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Father, from Jesus, I was created in your mind, a holy thought that never left its home. I am forever your effect, and you forever and forever are my cause. As you created me, I have remained. Where you established me, I still abide, and all your attributes abide in me, because it is your will to have a son so like his cause that cause and its effects are indistinguishable. Let me know that I am an effect of God, and so I have the power to create like you. And as it is in heaven, so on earth. Your plan I follow here, and at the end, I know that you will gather your effects into the tranquil heaven of your love, where earth will vanish and all separate thoughts unite in glory as the Son of God. That message from Jesus is one of the most spectacular messages that you could ever hear in the prayer of an identity that contained within the scripture are the need for you as a conceptual observation of yourself to make, shall we practice, a very fundamental admission that you didn't make yourself. And that the so-called evil, the devil, the one who you have placed out there in order to verify your idea of the death of your body and have given the power in your own mind to observe me. I might as well practice. What's your name? Mel Gibson. Mel, how you doing? He's fundamentally of the idea that all of us are in sin. Are you ready? Absolutely right. We are in sin until what? Until he rose, until he resurrected. Now we can look at the question that he, boy, it's nice to be heard. Can I share something with you as a master teacher, Mel, or whoever your name is? I love to teach. I love to teach the idea of the very fundamental reasonableness of the idea of a single source in the universe. Come on. Is this from Jesus? Good. It's the idea that though I may find myself at any particular moment in the consciousness of myself as this 80-year-old guy, I know perfectly well that in the interlude that I have left by shortening my dedication to being born in 1924 or 1842 or 1080, I can recognize that it's all only memories within my own mind, which I have projected from myself in order to maintain my body form. Okay? Who could have suffered more than my Savior Jesus Christ as a definition and recognition of the necessity for complete suffering? This is a lovely passage in the New Testament. It takes just a minute to read it, because obviously I just saw this morning that the devil is going to tempt me. Is the devil going to tempt you? The devil is tempting you. And even in this video, you succumb to the idea that death is necessary for you. And from that moment on, the idea of death, this is called being in hell, takes over, and there's no solution in this dark form of energy that you find yourself, until suddenly I see that, can you hear that? Jesus is standing right next to you. Thank you for what we call the New Testament. Thank you for the admission. Look with me. That was always only going to be in your mind anyway. Can you see this? And you say to me, wow, I've seen a tremendous amount of suffering. I know you have. So have I. I've condemned my enemy and my association. My energy has hurt me, has tortured me. I've done the same to him. I'm trapped in sin. Yet somewhere I know that in the increase of the pain and loneliness and death that I feel, are you going to hear this with me? There has to be a moment of escape from the temporalness of the idea that life is in space-time. Temporal. The idea that I'm born, I'm going to live here, and I'm going to die. I'm trapped outside before time began, and after it's over, you will recognize, I'm speaking for Jesus now and my own illumination, I have no concern whatsoever about the evidence of your necessity to admit that there is no solution to your problem of pain and death. And that no matter how much you are determined to put him up onto the cross and then share the idea that he died, you will remain within him in a reflection of how you're seeing yourself in your own body form. You gonna listen? Because minds communicate, this is from Jesus, not bodies. And the devil, the idea of separate body association, will always offer me ideas that I can utilize the power that is somehow separate from my creative source. From the New Testament, listen. And the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that be made and turned into bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. I love it. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all of the kingdoms of the world in a single moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all of this shall be given to you. And Jesus said to him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, now were there, and said to him, look, here you are in the church. Here you are with all of the other so-called good ones and all the ones that are going to share with that. If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down from hence, and you can prove to you that you can't die. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over them to keep them. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answers him very particularly and said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all of the temptation, he departed from him for at least a season, which represents the entirety of your time in time. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him to all of the regions round about, that he was not going to succumb to the idea of all of the directions he'd been given by all of the temples of identity dedicated to the idea of aggregation of body form within the containment of a single idea. Can you hear this? That the power of the universe for all eternity is what you are. And that while at any time in space-time, you could have denied it for that moment. This is Jesus' directions of kata. This is Jesus' direction that says to you, you're off the mark. This is Jesus' direction that says the energy of the light formulation of coming around again and again with definitions of your determination to live within the fabric of time in which you find yourself now, gonna hear this with me, are simply being repeated over and over and over again. And that each time you attempt to rep yourself and represent yourself as being contained within this body form, you cannot not get a reflection of death. Now, the illumination of my mind in body form that I saw you just see with me, allow me to picture each other, this again, in the movie that we saw together, the terribleness of the body form. You know, listen, yet it contains the very fundamental recognition that all of the pain, all of the loneliness, all of the ideas of loss, say to me, Gethsemane. Yeah? And the idea, remember when Jesus says, all of my disciples has fallen asleep? He says, God, I've done everything you've asked me to do. I would certainly appreciate an idea of your recognition of all of the conversion of sin that I have performed. Shall we look at the reasonableness of the fundamental problem that you have from Jesus and from the New Testament? God, eternal life, happiness, joy forever, does not know anything about your sin and separation. And about that, you are beginning to be very happy, because that allows you to look through Jesus at the idea that once the suffering reaches a momentity of an impactness of light that contains any possibility of reflection of light that appears to be out in the galactic identity of yourself, the conversion is complete, and that you are risen, and this world will disappear in its entirety. Just a little bit more about the idea of the dead body and the live body that we're now seeing with each other. Listen. Death is the thought that you are separate from your Creator. It is the belief conditions change, that emotions alternate because of causes that you cannot control, that you did not make, and that you can never change. It's the fixed belief that ideas can leave their source and take on qualities that the source does not contain, becoming different from their own origin, apart from it in kind, as well as distance and time and form. Listen carefully. Death cannot come from life. Ideas remain united to their source. They can extend all that their source contains. In that, they can go far beyond themselves, but they cannot give birth to what was never given them. As they are made, so will their making be. As they were born, so will they then give birth, and where they come from, there will they return. You listen carefully to me now. The opposite of life can only be another form of life. As such, it can be reconciled with what created it because it is not opposite in truth. Listen, its form may change. It may appear to be what it is not, yet mind is mind, whether it's awake or sleeping. It is not its opposite in anything created, nor in what it seems to make when it believes that it is asleep. God created only mind awake. He does not sleep, and his creations cannot share what he gives not, nor make conditions which he does not share with them. The thought of death is not the opposite to thoughts of life. Forever unopposed by opposites of any kind, the thoughts of God remain forever changeless, with the power to extend forever changelessly, but yet within themselves, for they are everywhere. And we are perfectly capable, within what appears to be the testament of the idea that Adam sleeps, in the lovely demonstration in Genesis, where Adam, with Eve, appears to be outside of the idea. Yet since any recognition of the entirety of eternal life cannot be separate from any space-time location, it could only last for the moment when the idea of a schism, when the idea of a quantum location separated by the ideas that the Father can be separated by the Son could have occurred. Most of you now have recognized that you're having new dreams within your containment as Jesus is beginning to come again into your life with memories of the great joys and happiness that we shared somewhere within all of the conflict, somewhere within all of the loneliness, somewhere in our determination that our enemy remained out there, somewhere in the idea that we could separate ourselves within space-time and remain within the chaos of the idea of associations of thought forms that at any single moment did not allow us to see that there was a power of light contained as we come together, as we're doing right now, and this is again based on the millions who are going to see this movie, without any particular evidence that my Savior, and the Savior that allowed me to see my own wholeness, would oppose me in any regard, since all of the opposition that I thought was out there was only really contained within my own dream about myself. Here I am now representing a body to you, and you may begin to write editorials about separate bodies' identities and the idea that we suffer in separate association. The absurdity of that with any enlightened mind of identity will be simply ideas of the acceptance that all of the loneliness, all of the pain, all of the loss, all of the grievances, all of the ideas that you hold against your brother out there, all of your determination to suffer, come consequences within your own mind in order to blame even God or someone for the particulars of the grievance that you're holding against yourself are totally meaningless in the mind of my Savior Jesus Christ, because I assure you that He suffered the maximum amount of grievance that you directed to Him in your determination not to forgive not only Him, but yourself in the single identity that we have one Son of God, as the new scripture reminds us, and in the sharing of the one Son of God, we recognize that the salvation of the world depends on us individually changing our mind about the intense joy and love I begin to feel for you without my need to cause any more suffering outside of myself, but only to admit that I am responsible for what I am seeing. I am choosing the ideas that are happening in my mind, and everything that is happening are decisions I have made about myself, and that the recognition that He has returned. You practice me, say to me, born again. Yeah. Those of you, whatever age you are in your own factor, have always been determined to represent yourself as a body formulation based on your own ideas about yourself, future references that you intend to employ based on old ideas in order that you could sustain the idea of crucifixion, in order that you could sustain the idea that death is possible. Okay? Yet suddenly here we are with the idea that Jesus is with us. Here we are with the idea that when they took His tomb, in the idea of earthly ideas of form, when they took His body, as they've taken your body, in the idea that He is lost, that He's lonely, that we have prepared His body to acknowledge death, we have failed to see that the acknowledgement of the resurrection that occurred in His mind also occurred in yours. And there's no need within your conceptual identity about yourself as a teacher of God and now as a disciple of a commitment to the idea that He has reformulated the energy idea of Himself within body form and is now appearing as reflections of light that assure us that the little dark form of containment that, let's use the speed of light, 186,000 a second, have contained us in the idea of reflections of light that have not allowed us to experience within our own recognition of resurrection based on a single conformation of light energy within the thought form, in the idea of metamorphosis, in the idea of the enlightenment of our mind. As Jesus reminds us, remember, when He says, if your eye be light, your whole body will be filled with light. You're beginning now to look at the scripture in a whole new way, aren't you? Because the power of that light, reflected by looking at the devastation of your body form, are simply saying, I don't want to be a body form. God, help me. I can't. Jesus in Gethsemane, God, I've done everything You've told me to do. I can't solve the problem. problem is not solvable because you are not separate from the kingdom. And the idea that you are only lasted for that moment in your mind. The recognition that we're afforded by this new satellite from the New Testament is now converting the energy form of our formulation, where we perform healings of our body form. Christians, have you looked recently at the evidence since you've seen this movie of people who are suddenly being healed within their body? Very simply because they've looked at the torture and crucifixion that's occurred, yet have made a fundamental admission. Are you going to hear it? Say to me, he's risen. Yeah, he is risen from the dead and stands momentarily next to us in that saviorship. I'm feeling very joyous about it because I'm certain that the conversion of the visions of the light that I see cannot deny me access to what I want to see in my love for you. And that thy love that we feel for each other with no regard to our body form whatsoever. You will love the Lord your God with your heart and your mind and your soul and your neighbor who appeared to be out there as yourself in the recognition that he is risen and that you have risen along with him and that this world is over and is gone and never was, so that we may say together at long last, God bless us, each and every one, as we recognize momentarily our return from outside of time, as directed by Jesus, to increase this frequency of the passion of recognition of eternal life.